With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Western Montana is finding more of its terrain under high avalanche danger this week. The Flathead Avalanche Center in Kalispell and the West Central Montana Avalanche Center in Missoula have issued backcountry avalanche warnings for the Flathead, Swan, Southern Mission, Rattlesnake, and Southern and Central Bitterroot Ranges and the Lake McDonald and Marias Pass areas of Glacier National Park. Both centers rate the avalanche danger as high, with recent and drifted snow and high winds overloading fragile, reactive layers. They urge people to avoid riding or traveling in or below avalanche terrain. Right now, it will be easy to trigger large, wide, and deadly avalanches that may travel long distances. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports the 32nd avalanche fatality in the U.S. this season, with the death on Monday of a skier in Grand Teton National Park. The Montana House Judiciary Committee has advanced a bill that would ban discrimination based on vaccination status and prohibit the use of vaccination status to grant or deny services or access to businesses. The Republican-controlled committee voted today to advance the measure to prohibit public school and child care facilities from requiring proof of vaccination for children. Employers would be banned from requiring vaccinations as a condition for employment. The bill heads next to a vote by the full House. Montana lawmakers advanced three bills Tuesday requested by Governor Greg Gianforte to reduce taxes for residents and business owners. They tabled another bill that would have broadened the state's earned income tax credit. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Gianforte and his Republican colleagues in the State House say the proposed tax cuts are key to carrying out the governor's so-called Montana comeback plan. Senator Greg Hertz of Polson is carrying two of the bills.
The objective there is to attract more businesses into Montana with higher wage jobs.
Senate Bill 159 would cut the state's top marginal income tax rate from 6.9% to 6.75%. It would impact more than half of taxpayers in Montana and would reduce state revenue by an estimated $30 million. Senate Bill 182 would create a new fund, like Montana's current rainy day and fire funds, the state could fill and use to pay for tax cuts in the future. It would require the state budget to meet a series of thresholds before excess revenue could be added to the so-called tax reduction fund. Senate Bill 184 would exempt some from corporate capital gains tax if they bring new business to Montana and employ local residents. Democrats largely opposed all three bills, saying they disproportionately benefit the wealthy. Senator Edie McClafferty of Butte spoke against Senate Bill 159 on the floor.
At a time when Montana families desperately need help, this bill does nothing for them.
On Tuesday morning, Republican lawmakers voted to table a proposal from Democratic Representative Emma Kirk-Carpenter of Billings. House Bill 424 would have broadened the state's earned income tax credit that benefits low-income residents and created two new tax brackets on people who make $500,000 a year or more.
Adding this bracket ensures that those who are doing well, especially during these unprecedented economic upheavals, contribute their fair share to the well-being of their fellow Montanans.
The Montana Chamber of Commerce and the Montana Taxpayers Association opposed the bill, saying that higher taxes on the wealthy could send the wrong message to job creators. Democratic Minority Leader Kim Abbott said during a press conference Tuesday she expects her caucus to revisit this policy later in the session. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.